I'm at the Motorhome Show at the Birmingham NEC, and there are just what seems like hundreds and hundreds of caravans and motorhomes all over the place. There's all sorts of demonstrations of cooking with camping pans, ladders for washing your motorhome, and even something called doggy bag, which looks like a towel that you zip your dog up into, and apparently if it's all muddy, put it in there for 2 minutes and the mud comes off.
This is a big show.
Louise Wood is from the National Caravan Council, the trade body for the motorhome industry. They organise this event.
It's filling halls and halls in the NEC, and we get close to 100,000 visitors here.
Is this, as an industry, when if you just look at motorhoming and campervans alone, is this on the rise?
We've had a really, really good year, and at the half-year point, motorhomes were 25% up. That's sales of new motorhomes, and that's really, really encouraging for our industry.
And what about people like me who buy things from, like, you know, the 1980s? I think that's on the rise too.
It is. For every new motorhome that is bought, we're reckoning that maybe five, maybe six even, second-hand ones are sold. And they can be, as you say, anything from the 1970s, the 1980s, the fantastic old retro campers, or it can be the ones that you're seeing here, the really glossy, brand spanking new ones that could cost you anything from £25,000 to £100,000.
How much is the pack?
£25. That's North and South France, published earlier this year, so that's brand new.
Is there anything for the UK? Is
that? Well, that's Britstocks.
I'm here to meet Steve Clark, who's brought an ingenious idea from mainland Europe, camping for free.
I'm founder and creator, along with my wife, of Britstocks, which is the motorhome stopover guide covering Britain and now Ireland.
So tell me how it all started.
So we bought our first motorhome back in 2008, took a trip to France and used France Passion, which is the French equivalent. We stayed at vineyards and farms across France in beautiful locations at no cost to us, except for the fact that we decided to buy some wine at the vineyard and maybe some produce from the farm, which we thought was a great deal. We came back to the UK and thought it was an excellent idea, so we stole it.
You've got all the books from 2011 here, and each year they appear to sort of almost double in size. So
that's pretty much the case, yes. This year we added 180 new places to the book on top of what was in last year's book. But also there's always a turnaround because, unfortunately, pubs still close, so we had to take out about 40 different places. So there's always a turnover of hosts each year in the book.
On a sort of separate issue, do you think it's handy for the pubs? Because pubs have a hard time at certain times of the year as well, don't they?
Yeah, very much so. Over the years now, we speak to the hosts occasionally throughout the year, because a lot of our pubs are not on the main roads, they're a bit off the beaten track, so they don't get passing trade. And as we know, pubs are closing at the rate of knots across the UK every week. So we've spoken to some of our pubs who said it's one of the best business decisions they've actually made, being placed slightly off the beaten track a bit. They don't see tourists, whereas now they do. It was designed to be mutually beneficial to the hosts and to we as motorhomers, and we've found over the 5 years it's been running that it's certainly the case, and that we are bringing them extra business.
In Britain, we're kind of behind the times a bit, aren't we? We're just catching up with the rest of Europe. So you've got here a kind of pack of all these places called Airs.
Yeah. So these are what we don't have here in the UK, and in fact European motorhomers are used to using these types of stopover on a regular basis across the whole of Europe almost.
What's the idea behind these in France then?
Well, these are very simply put in place by the local councils to encourage motorhome tourists to come and spend money in their town or village.
Is there anything like that in the UK?
Very, very, very few. We include those in the Britstocks book. In Northern Ireland, they're ahead of the game there already. They have half a dozen places with proper bourne or the service points, as you might find in France, and they have been put in place by the local councils to encourage obviously tourists to visit. And then there are several slightly unofficial places. For instance, there's the small border town of Hoyk in Scotland has given over some places in their town car park for motorhome overnight stays. They also have a volunteer tourist welcome group who meet people and give them a small pack on the town.
There are cheap weekends to be had in fields as well. Right, so it should be somewhere down here on the right. My family and I are off to meet some like-minded VW owners who are staying on a dairy farm on the edge of the Pennines. Oh, here it is. Look, you can see a load of camper vans.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Craig and Jenny Wall from Freckleton with our friend Molly. Good friend Molly.
Hi.
Hello, Molly. So you're here in your T25 camper van.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, this is quite a sort of rough and ready campsite in a way, really, isn't it? There's just one shower. It's effectively a field.
It's a field. Yeah. It's a field, yeah. We've got Cyril. Cyril does everything for us. We carry it. We've got a shower in Cyril.
Oh, yeah, Cyril's the van.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have got a pop-up tent with a shower and everything, yeah.
But we don't do that. What we do, we just hang the shower head there and we just have a shower underneath here.
Oh, so yeah, so you've got an awning here and you put the shower, so you just hang the shower. Oh, that's amazing.
But we've got a tent now, haven't we? A shower tent.
Yeah, we've gone posh now. We've got a shower tent.
So what do you like about this, doing this?
It's just something different, isn't it, than getting away from home, hanging around with friends, different people. It's good fun, isn't it, Mol? It's the first one you've been to.
Yeah. How old are you, Molly?
10.
What do you make of this?
Very fun.
Very fun.
I brought some wood.
Bowden Spence has organised this get-together. I ask him and his friend Donna if they think more people are arranging DIY camping weekends like this one.
Do you mean people who are a little bit frugal like me? I don't like the word tight, but I think frugal's the right word. I think there is. It's about people just
coming together.
And
I think more and more these days that people can't really afford to go on big holidays. So doing this every weekend isn't expensive and it's really enjoyable. And it's great for children. They just enjoy being at one with nature, really, don't they?
Yeah. But you are back to basics. Let's make no mistake. We don't all have big luxury motorhomes. We've all got vans that are 25 years old. They need maintaining.
And the whole campervan culture, do you think that's on the rise as well?
On the rise. It's massive. Oh, it's massive.
Do you think it's good for your health?
What, camping?
Yeah.
I think I've put a few pounds on since I drink every weekend, to be honest with you.
Good, but good for your mental health?
I lost a couple of friends, right, 4 or 5 years ago. Good, close friends. And then one day I thought, I want a camper van. I thought, right, sod it, I'm going to get one. And I'm so lucky, you know, because I've just got this little circle, a pocket of friends.
Mm.
And I'm just so lucky.
So it's dark now, it feels later than it really is. It's probably only about 5:30, but the music's starting and everybody's sitting around the fire. There's a real sense of community at these little events. But it is quite damp, so for tonight we're going to go and find a pub to stay outside.